General Wesley Clark has also been answering questions about the deficit. Clark faces his first test at the ballot box tomorrow in New Hampshire as a candidate for president. His tax plan has been assailed by critics as a budget buster. Like other candidates, Clark is making one last push for votes. He's on a mad dash of a bus trip, hitting all 10 counties in the state. We reached him after an event in Manchester this afternoon and began by asking about his plan to reform the tax system.
We're going to pay for it without adding one dime to the deficit, because we're going to ask one-tenth of 1% of the American families who earn more than $1 million a year, we're going to ask them to pay 5 percentage points more on their income above $1 million. And in this measure, we're going to help 31 million American families.
General, there have been a few issues where it's been a bit hard, in all honesty, for the voters to pin down exactly where you stand. The first on Iraq. At one time, you opposed the war, on one hand calling it elective, but you also said that you may have voted for the resolution authorizing the president to send troops. Looking forward, sir, what can voters realistically expect in terms of a timetable for a troop pullout? And given Iraq's strategic position in the region, would you, as commander-in-chief, consider establishing a military base in Iraq, much as the U.S. did in Germany and Japan following World War II?
Well, may I first make this clear, and may I hope that this issue could finally be set to rest. I never supported the war in Iraq, and I would not have voted for the resolution as the resolution finally read going through the Congress. I would have supported leverage, but not war. Now, where we are right now in Iraq is the president has been playing politics with the transition plan for Iraq. I think that's wrong. What we need to do in Iraq is we need to internationalize the political and economic assistance program so our allies and others who want to help can have a seat at the table in providing assistance. We need to take the military forces there, put them under NATO so our European allies will have a greater incentive to come in. And then what we'll need to do is we'll need to have patience. We do not want a quick fix. We want a sure fix, and that's what it takes. I wouldn't know whether we would have to keep troops there for a very long time or not. I would hope not. But what I want to do is make sure that in this conflict, where we should not have originally gone, now that we're there, we want to make sure that when we leave, we won't have made America less safe for what we've done.
General, perhaps an opportunity to put another issue to rest. On the matter of Michael Moore, referring to President Bush as a deserter, you've explained that those words were Mr. Moore's and not yours, but it seems that you've not totally disavowed what he said, which suggests that you don't completely disagree with the sentiment behind those words.
No, I've disavowed that. I've said I can't agree with that, and I've also said I wouldn't have taken that approach, and it's not my issues, and I'm not interested in it. But I will say this, that there should be some balance in the way this is approached. I mean, I didn't write those words, but I appreciate Michael Moore's support in this campaign. Michael Moore's done a lot for ordinary Americans. And I think this matter is over and done with, and we ought to just put it down to one individual's right to express an opinion.
If you find yourself in a head-to-head contest with President Bush come next summer, would you examine or criticize his military record or his fitness for duty in his current role of commander-in-chief based on that record?
I'm going to hold the president accountable for what he's done as president of the United States. We're going to look at the international record. We're going to look at the domestic economic record. And what we're going to find is this is a nation that hasn't done its duty in creating jobs because the president hasn't put forth the programs and the leadership necessary to meet the needs of the American people at home. And he hasn't done his duty in protecting America's security, either before 9/11, where he could have done more, or after 9/11, where he took us into a war we didn't have to fight. To me, those are normal issues. And I think elections then also have to be about the future. And it'll be a question of who has a better vision for America. And I'm confident that we will. I'm sorry I have to go with you right now, but I really do appreciate the chance to be with you. Thank you.
General Wesley Clark speaking to us from his campaign bus traveling in New Hampshire.